American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 5 in the NFL. I appreciate you all of you for being here with me. I know there's probably a lot of you, hopefully, because, fuck, this is the best gambling podcast on the internet right now. I mean, it is, nobody's better than me right now. Those are just facts, all right? Not trying to pound on my chest too much, but I'm just trying to state facts. So I know a lot of you are going to be fucking with me this week, so welcome. First and foremost, I got to give a shout-out my sponsor, Isla Street Brewing. Check them out on Instagram. Same name, Isla Street Brewing. Or you can go check them out at islastreetbrewing.com for all of your small batch craft beer needs. They specialize in Hispanic culture. Like, I don't know. They make like fucking cool beers. They're very creative, witty, funny guys, great beer makers. I know them personally. JD and his brother, they own the place. I know JD very well, so check them out. Isla Street Brewing, though, official sponsors of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Big thank you to those guys. All right, lot to get into this week. Can I keep it going? I'm 13-7 overall, okay, on the year. People are probably like, man, that's not that good. Bullshit. 65%, bitch. Put some respect on my picking game. Went 4-1 last week. That was my second 4-1 week I've had in the four short weeks that I picked games. Again, 5 games every week. Try picking 5 games every week. Matter of fact, you guys are. I got the Wendy's Pick'em Contest coming up. A lot of entries for that. I appreciate you guys. That has been overwhelming, but not too much to handle. So I appreciate it. So keep, you know, if you want to try to get in on that, hit me up, throw me a DM, Instagram, Twitter, email me, DerekKissRocks.com, whatever you got to do. Last week, so the Wendy's pick-up contestants, I've been doing that I started that in week 2. And the first one went 3-2. The next week one, it was a girl, Stacy, I believe. She went 4-1. And then last week, I think it was Javier, he went 3-2, so he lost. So the Wendy's pick-up contest is up to $50. And a $50 Wendy's gift card. This week I drew Jason. I will get to his picks here in just a little bit. What do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about how the Cowboys are the best team in the NFL? Nah, we won't spend too much time on that, but those are just facts. But the difference between that and, I don't know, maybe Rams fans is I'm not going to sit here and pound my chest and act like Cowboys win a Super Bowl. Right now, Cowboys definitely the best team in the NFL, but it's only October 8th. A lot of football left. A lot of things could happen. Big game this week for the Cowboys with the Giants and the emotions of, you know, last year. This was the game where Dak, you know, snapped his leg, had that horrific injury that everybody saw, and ooh, well, gets his chance at revenge this weekend. And that's what I'm talking about. And I feel like he's going to come out seeking revenge. But whatever, it don't matter. I don't think the Giants can hang. I really don't. I don't think the Giants have been that bad. I think they've only won one game this year, but they've been in pretty much every game. But I think they get their asses beat this weekend. But we'll see. It's a division rival, so you cannot take them lightly. I can't wait. That's America's Game of the Week on Fox. That'll be fun. Sunday afternoon should be hopefully a good-ass time. Couple good games all this week. You got Bills-Chiefs for Sunday night. You got 49ers-Cardinals. I can't wait to see that. You got Browns-Chargers. Nobody's talking about that game. So it should be a pretty exciting weekend in the NFL. I'm going to get into some messages, and then I will do the Wendy's pickup contest, and I'll get my picks, and then I'll get out of here, all right? It's Friday. I ain't trying to be here. I don't feel that well. Kind of got a cold, if you can't tell. No, it's not COVID. I'll be at Big Texas Comic-Con this weekend at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. If you're in the San Antonio area and you want to stop by and hang out with me from 12 to 2 tomorrow, okay? All right, so I got a lot of shit going on this weekend. I got to get to it. Plus, I got to get my golf in, so, you know. Let's get into these messages real quick. First one, I love this message. This guy says, as a bookie, I personally loved your message last week about staying in your lane when it comes to gambling. $100 a game is plenty, especially when you're betting as many games as you are. I usually limit most guys to the max bet of $250. When I first started booking action, I would pass out 10K accounts. That means he would give out accounts to guys that they would have a $10,000 limit. And a max bet of $1,000 a game. I can't tell you how many guys would lose about 8K in a week and then not be able to bet the rest of the season because they were having to make payments to me every 2 weeks until their debt was paid. Don't let these dudes lie to you or shame you. Okay, so this guy is referring to on Monday, I was talking about how I was getting bet shamed on the internet because I put my tickets out there just to prove that I really do bet these games and I really do win. But my average bet is 110 to win 100 on a game. And like I didn't think that that was bad or like embarrassing, but apparently a couple people thought it was, which those people are full of shit, and I said that on Monday. I already called them out. When these people are like, oh, I'm betting $5,000 a game. No, the fuck you're not. No, you are not. All right? Every once in a while, I'll get up, and if I get a wild hair on my ass, I'll bet $1,000 on a game. If I'm feeling good about it, and if I'm way up. But first, you got to build your bankroll up, and that takes time throughout the season. All right? That's why I'm trying to play with bookies' money. I'm not trying to play with my money. All right? I'm not betting $1,000 of my money. I'm trying to bet $1,000 of the bookie money. That's the whole point of this. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Alex was the name who hit me up. I appreciate that. That was a nice message. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you exposing people, you know what I mean, who like get into gambling trouble, and then they spend the rest of their season not being able to gamble because they're having to make a payment plan to you. I have never done that. You could actually reach out to my bookie, and he'll tell you I've never done that. When Monday comes around, if I'm in the hole, I pay. If I've won, he pays me. That's how the relationship works. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. You don't want to be in these spots where you owe people money because you're betting money that you don't have. So no, I wasn't embarrassed about it last week either. Like I'm really not. Like whatever. Like $100 a game. I'm betting 5, 6, 7 games a week. I'm running. You know, I got $1,000 account. I'm running through $1,000 on a weekend. Like whatever. That's not. I don't feel any embarrassment about it. And nor should anybody about any bet they place, even if they're betting $10 on a game. Fuck anybody. If they don't like it, eat a dick. Next message from D Monkey. Which quarterback in the NFL do you think has the biggest wiener? That's tough. I bet it's like somebody like not as obvious, right? Like I bet like Russell Wilson's like packing. Because, and I don't even know why. But if I had to guess, trying to think of all the quarterbacks in the NFL. Tom's probably got the smallest just because he's the whitest. And then, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson got to have a dang-a-ling. He just has to. That dude's got a hog. I remember in high school, we had a defensive back that was just like Lamar. So fast, so quick. He looked just like Lamar, too. Dude had a hog. I mean, biggest wiener you ever seen in your life. So I'm going to go Lamar Jackson. Thank you, D-Monkey. Appreciate that. Next message. Love your pod. Any chance you're going to bet baseball in the playoffs? Only when people give me picks. I got to give a shout-out to Mewtwo, I think was the name. Mewtwo something. I don't know. I tweeted it out. He told me to get on Boston against the Yankees the other day, and I did. I followed him, and I got on it, and I won. But as far as me personally, no, I don't watch baseball. I couldn't tell you who's good. I couldn't tell you players. Nothing about it. I do not follow baseball in any way. But good luck to you. I mean, I know that, you know, baseball gets, I guess, interesting in this month of October with playoffs and stuff like that. So I hope you have a great month and enjoy yourself. Next message. How come you don't talk about college football? College is so much better than the NFL. I mean, I'm not going to totally shit on you right there, but that's completely subjective. That's right, subjective, right? That's when it's like your personal opinion. I think I used that correctly. But, yeah, my opinion is college is shit. And it's, you know what I mean? For the most part, college games are fucking painful to watch. So I completely disagree with you. I don't talk about college football because I don't really watch it. And it just becomes a lot when you're watching college, you watch a pro, you're betting on this, you're betting on that, you got a family. I also like to go out and do shit. So, I can't waste every day. And it's not even that either. I just like pro football. Like, I only like the NFL. College to me is a painful game. Like, they're college kids, so they suck. They're not pro players. NFL is the cream of the crop. In the NFL, right? They take what is the best of college and you play in the pros. So why would I don't care to watch the pros. I also didn't go to college, so I don't have like an affiliation with the school. I don't have like, I'm from Nebraska. I do have a little red Husker tattoo on my arm, but it's not so much like a football tattoo. It's just like that's where I'm from. That's the only thing that matters is the University of Nebraska. So, it just reminds me of home. I am a Husker fan. I do watch most of the Husker games, but obviously the Huskers suck. So, I just completely disagree with that statement, though, that college is so much better than the pros. That's subjective, sir. That's your opinion, not mine. But have fun with that. I will watch Texas OU this week. I like to watch the big college games. I'm just, college has got a lot of shit games going on. Next message, though. What are your thoughts on Pro Football Focus? Do you ever use it? I do have an account to Pro Football Focus. I look at it. I look at it every week. I think sometimes it's kind of like death by numbers or death by analysis. Some of their grading systems, they're just like, I'm not going to say they're wrong. And they're trying something new and they're like developing something. And I've known about Pro Football Focus for a lot of years now. And I've been a Pro Football Focus subscriber for a lot of years. So it's cool to see them grow. It's kind of like, I knew about Barstool, like before Barstool was anything. And to see Barstool grow is like huge. It's that shit's crazy. Especially from where they came from. And I used to watch them back then, like in 2000, 8 or whatever it was. Way back when Tiger first got caught cheating. And then now to watch Barstool what it is now with Portnoy and stuff like that is insane. And same with Pro Football Focus. To see how now like everybody talks about Pro Football Focus, man, I knew Pro Football Focus when it was like $5 to subscribe to. Now they, to subscribe to some of their bigger stuff, it's like, $100 and some bucks a month or some shit like that. But I do check it out occasionally. Sometimes I think they overanalyze themselves. And I told you, I'm more of a field guy. So I spend most of my time where people are researching, I'm watching Game Pass. So I'm just watching the games. I really don't look at numbers too much. And that's why I'm better than most, is because I got eyeballs. I can tell you who's better and who's not. I don't need to look at, I don't need to do calculations and all that other bullshit. I'll tell you. Put on the game. I'll tell you who's better. I do go check out Pro Football Focus. So, I'm not going to act like I never, look at it. But I'm not spending hours on that site. Fuck that. Next message. Hook me up with your bookie. All right. Yeah, whatever, dude. Just check your messages. I'll send you his contact info. Anybody out there need a bookie, just let me know. I'll shoot it over. Good luck. Good luck. It's up to you to be responsible with that. But, yeah, just hit me up if you need a bookie. next message. Last one. Love your pod, bro. I like how you don't fuck around and just get straight into it. Started following you on Insta recently. And it looks like you've lost weight. Any tips? Well, I haven't lost. I appreciate that. Very nice, kind message. I haven't really lost like a lot of weight. I think I've just slimmed up just a little bit, like in my face and stuff. And that's just because I've been active. I've been outside. I golf a lot. Like I golf like 3-4 times a week. So I just spend a lot more time outdoors instead of inside just drinking pop and watching, TV and sitting on my ass. So, yeah, I don't really have any tips. I'm just a little bit more active than I used to, but don't get twisted, bro. I still got plenty of weight on me, but I appreciate that. I do feel better than I did, like a year ago, and I look better than I did a year ago. But I've just been a little more active. But I haven't lost, a stupid amount of weight or anything. But again, thank you. That was a very nice message. All right, let's get into this. Let's go ahead and do Jason's Wendy's Pick'em Contest picks real quick. So this is something I do every week, every pod, every Friday. I pick somebody, I throw their name into the hopper, and we go head-to-head, their five picks against my five picks. Wendy's contestants overall are 10-5. That's 66%. I'm telling you, between the Wendy's pick'em and my 65%, 13-7 overall, I mean, this is just a winning podcast right here. Giving out nothing but winners. I'm proud of these Wendy's contestant picks. These have been awesome. 10-5 through 3 weeks. That's badass. All right. Jason's picks. He's got Jags. His first pick is Jags +4.5 against the Titans. All right, that's a pretty ballsy pick. I wonder if he thinks that, you know, Urban Meyer's gonna, I don't know. That's kind of crazy. But hey, listen, I said the same thing about Stacy 2 weeks ago. I said her picks looked insane, and that bitch, I shouldn't say that. That girl went 4-1. All right. 4-1. She kicked my ass. So maybe the Jags do it. I don't know. Next pick, Bears +5.5 versus the Raiders. He's got then the Giants. Boo, Jason. He's got the Giants +7 versus the Cowboys. Next pick, he's got the Dolphins +10. This dude loves underdogs. He's got the Dolphins +10 versus the Bucks. And his last pick, he's got the Eagles +3.5 versus the Panthers. He has five underdogs. He's got Jags +4.5, Bears +5.5, Giants +7, Dolphins +10, and Eagles +3.5. All five underdogs. Good luck to you, Jason, Mr. Underdog Man. All right, let's get into the picks that he will be going against, which, of course, are my five picks brought to you by Isla Street Brewing. Again, check them out on Instagram. Go check out their website, islastreetbrewing.com. For all of your craft beer needs, okay? Let's get it to pick number five.
Number five.
I'm going to do something that I said I wasn't going to do anymore, but fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going Falcons -2.5 versus the Jets. Why do you say? Well, I have a tradition. I love the London games. I really do. I love them. I love them. They're so fun to me. Waking up on Sunday morning, it's like 8 a.m. and there's football on. And I got to have action on it. I bet every London game that has ever happened because I love waking up early and watching these games. And I can't bet on the Jets. I know the Jets got a big win, but are the Jets good enough to win back-to-back games even if they are playing the Falcons? I don't think so. So I'm going to do something that I said I wasn't going to do. I'm going to bet on the Falcons -2.5, okay? That's my fifth pick.
Number four.
I think the Steelers fucking suck. Big Ben is, God bless him. I know that he's probably struggling with retiring and stepping back and being, you know, just done with the game. But man, that guy looks absolutely cooked. He just looks awful. And the Steelers are not any good. And I don't know if they can win more than three games this year. And the Broncos aren't bad. Broncos got, you know, curb stomped last week against the Ravens. And that sucks, but this is a good bounce-back opportunity for them. I also like that the Broncos are at a pick'em, so they don't even have to cover any points. They just have to win the game. So this just comes down to, in my heart of hearts, I just think the Broncos are better than the Steelers because the Steelers are completely handicapped with who they have at quarterback right now. Okay? It happens. People get old. The game passes them by unless you're Tom Brady. But yeah. Fourth pick, Broncos. Pick them against the Steelers.
Number three.
All right, number three, I'm going to go. I can't get off the Chiefs thing, right? Chiefs are 1-3 this year against the spread. They're 2-2, you know, just straight up. They have to cover 2.5 points at home, Sunday Night Football against the Bills. This is my last stop with the Chiefs. If the Chiefs lose this game, I'll pack them up. I'm not betting on them again the rest of the year. And I will truly believe that they're just like, the Chiefs dynasty that never began is already done. But I fought against Patrick Mahomes for so long, and he turned out to be so good that it's like, man, I got to go back and be like, Patrick Mahomes isn't that good? It's like, shit, which one is it? I can't get a beat on them, and I'm trying to so bad. And I just remember the Chiefs played the Bills last year. I think they played them twice, right? Did they beat their ass both times? Give me the Chiefs -2.5 at home. This is a get-right game against the Bills, who are feeling cocky, who are coming off a 40-0 win over the Division AA Houston Texans, okay? So they're feeling good about themselves. So they're going to roll in Chiefs with some swagger. Patrick Mahomes going to cock punch him right in the head. And Chiefs get that dub, all right? -2.5. Chiefs at home against the Bills.
Number two,
I like this pick a lot. Packers -3. They're at the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Bengals have, you know, they're like 2-2 or 3-1 or some shit like that. Whatever. Their record is better than what they actually are. The Packers, I think that week 1 loss against the Saints, 1 was a fluke, and 2 woke their ass up. They've been playing lights out ever since. Their offense is in a groove. And the Bengals offense isn't good enough to keep up with the Packers offense. So I get the Packers, and they only got to cover 3 points against the Bengals. At worst, I push this game. I don't think I lose this game ever. But at worst, I think I push. Maybe the Packers only win by 3. But the Packers definitely win. And I think there's a good chance they cover the 3 points. But again, at worst, I think it's a push. No way the Bengals win this game. No way the Bengals beat the Packers. Zero chance.
Number 1.
All right, and my favorite pick of the weekend is Upset City. Except for I'm taking the points. I'm not taking the money line. I am taking the points. I like the 49ers +5 against the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are good. I don't think the Cardinals are 5-0, only undefeated team in the NFL good. All right? I like for Kyle Shanahan. He's getting chirped right now. It's like, oh, is Shanahan as good of a coach that we thought he was? I think he is. All right? I think Trey Lance is playing this weekend. That kid has shown some good things. Actually, I don't know. I mean, it seems like he comes in for a play and he throws an 80-yard touchdown. It seems like he's got some athleticism. They picked him really high in the draft. So show me why the fuck you picked him so high, Shanahan. Show me why the fuck you made that move, okay? Put his ass in the game and go in there in Arizona and beat the shit out of the Cardinals. All right? Make yourself not look like a dumbass right here. That would be greatly appreciated. All right. So those are my 5 picks. Again, quick recap. Falcons -2.5. Early Sunday morning game against the Jets. Broncos pick them against the Steelers. Chiefs -2.5 against the Bills. Packers -3 against the Bengals. And the 49ers +5 against the Cardinals, okay? Those are my 5 picks. That's brought to you by Isla Street Brewing. Shout out to them. Go follow them on Instagram. Go check out their website. I will be back next week to recap all this funness, okay? Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you soon. And gamble, bet, whatever the fuck it is, responsibly, okay? Don't be a dumbass.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.